Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm the bassist and composer Christian McBride, sitting in for John Schaefer. When the team here at Soundcheck asked me who I wanted to bring on the show during my hosting week, I thought of my fellow bass brother, Oteil Burbridge. Oteil is a member of this group, the Allman Brothers Band. He's also a founding member of the Aquarium Rescue Unit and one of my favorite living electric bassists. A few years ago, Oteil and I performed together at a tribute to the great bassist Jaco Pastorius. And no offense to all of the great bassists who performed that night, but I think he stole the show. So when he arrived at the studio today, I asked if he'd reprise his performance of the Jaco Pastorius song, Three Views of a Secret. Lucky for us, he said yes. Here's Oteil Burbridge, live on Soundcheck. Oteil Burbridge. Woo! Live on Soundcheck with Three Views of a Secret, a composition by the late Jaco Pastorius. I'm Christian McBride, sitting in for John Schaefer. Oteil, what's happening? Welcome to the show.
My hands are sweating like that night at the Jaco concert.
Yeah, right.
Why always live? I was like, oh, we get to record this, right? If I screw it up, I can go back and fix it. Like, no.
Trust me, it was perfect.
Thank you.
You played it just as great as you did that night at the Beacon.
Thank you.
I have to tell you, folks, and Oteil can attest to this, you know, when you have bass players coming together for a tribute to Jaco Pastorius, you inevitably find the fast runners, the chop masters. And Oteil came out and played this thing so beautiful and just so delicate and musical, and you did it again, man. Beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Safe to say Jaco Pastorius was a huge influence on the both of us, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had such a cathartic moment. I think it was last year when I was 17, I saw Jaco at Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C., where I'm from. I think I was 17 years old. Everybody was trying to figure out what they were going to do for college and major. And after that night, I was like, I don't care what I have to go through, how bad it gets. Yeah. If I could reach a quarter of what I saw them do collectively that night, it would be worth it. And we played Constitution Hall last year. And the room looked so much smaller, you know, when you get right. older. I was like, I don't know if this is the right room. And then I saw where I was standing. And right after I spotted it, this guy screams, "Oh, dear!" And it was just like, you know, a circle closing. I mean, I was 47.
Wow. Must have sent shivers.
17, you know. Just yeah. like, yeah, it was trippy, man.
Well, you know, you certainly have done to a lot of younger musicians what Jaco did to you that night at Constitution Hall. You know, for our listeners who may not know, why was Jaco Pastorius such an innovator?
Well, for me, you know, so many, especially on electric bass, so many people didn't want to play. It was like guitar players that didn't want to play. And certain bass players came along to really make it, like, cool. And coming from a jazz background and, you know, Herbie Hancock was, like, ubiquitous in our house. And so I fell in love with chord changes and the way that intervals could actually elicit an emotion from you, if done correctly, but still, you know. And he was the first person that I heard that was doing, like, chords on a bass. And that
yes.
is why I'm playing six string now. You know, eventually I guess I'm, like, another frustrated guitar player wanting to do chord melody on bass. But also, he was so lyrical. You know, the chops and all that stuff was so great. But if you listen to what he did with Joni Mitchell.
Yes.
If you listen to Bright Side's Life, what he did with Pat Metheny and Bob Moses. That's some of the stuff that just affects my heart so much because it's the emotion in there. It's, you know, you hear all of what he was going through. And he could do it with just one note or maybe or two or three notes, you know, and the way, you know, obviously the facility he had was an inspiration and intimidating
yes.
too, but you know, it made both of us want to.
That's
go
right.
For it, you know?
That's right. My father always tells me this great story that when Jaco's debut solo album was released, the legendary self-titled Jaco Pastorius, said all through Philadelphia, you could see electric basses falling out of windows or either bass players running to the pawn shop.
And Phillies were all the bad bass players.
That's right.
And Phillies got, what is this concentration of bass players in Philly? It's crazy.
Well, look here, brother. You doing your thing. Why don't we listen to a little bit of Jaco right now?
Oh, yes. Sounds good.
In a moment, we'll continue our conversation with the bassist Oteil Burbridge, and I'll jump in as well for a live performance. Stay tuned. I'm Christian McBride, sitting in for John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck. ¶¶ This is Soundcheck. I'm the bassist and composer Christian McBride, sitting in for John Schaefer. More now with bassist Oteo Burbridge, who may be one of the busiest and baddest bass players I know. He's not only here in town playing a string of shows with the Allman Brothers Band, but last year he collaborated with the Tedeschi Trucks Band on this Grammy-winning album, Revelator. And he has a new solo album on the horizon. We'll get into all that in a moment. But first, I'm going to do my best not to get embarrassed by this man on live radio. And we're going to play something together. Now, what do you call this song, brother?
This tune is called Church. God, this was written in like 1988.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Now, I have this new electric bass that I'm playing for the first time. So be easy on me, brother. Don't like whoop up on me too bad.
Hey, you know, these Federas are going to treat us good. They make it easier on us.
All right, let's see what happens. Count it off.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Thank you.
Oteil Burbridge, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I'm Christian McBride, sitting in for John Schaefer on Soundcheck today. So great to have this bass genius, this musical genius here in the house playing this music together with him. Oteil, you're here in town with the Allman Brothers, a group you've been playing with for quite some time now. How's that going?
Man, it's great. You know, it's hard to believe at the end of this run it'll be 15 years for me. But I don't know, you're probably younger than me. You know, when you start talking with friends and all of a sudden you're like, man, that was 20 years ago? I was like, oh, my God, right. Really? Am I right. Getting that old? You know, just – but it's, you know, it's still a wonder, man. It's yeah. Still a lot of fun. Last night we got off so hard, you know, just like – and that band is 43 years old.
Sure, sure.
You know, so it's a nice challenge to try to – get them inspired again after playing these songs for so many years, and it's really great.
I'm curious, how did you get the gig in the first place?
It's funny.
I'm sorry. Translate that. How did you wind up working in their band?
Well, I was called to do a side project with Butch Trucks, who used to do this thing in their off time, and a couple of the guys didn't like the bass player they had used before, and he was like, well, do you know somebody good? And they said, yeah, we know this guy, Oteil. And so he called me, and then we were preparing to rehearse for that when Warren and Alan Woody quit the band to do Government Mule. So I started getting frantic calls from Butch, and then I got a call from the Allman Brothers manager. I'm like, what's he calling me about, you know? And at this point, I didn't have any of their records or anything. But the manager called me and said, you know, how would you like to play for the Allman Brothers? I was like, so I just said, yeah, right away. I was like, yes, I'd love to. You know, I'll figure out what the music is and all that stuff later. But man, Barry Oakley, what a bassist, man.
Yeah.
And a composer. You know, the way he does his bass lines and stuff. Yes. Stand Back, Don't Keep Me Wondering, Leave My Blues at Home, Black Heart of One, you know, just one after another. Just amazing bass line. So I had, you know, it was one of my favorite bands inside of 2 weeks. And then now that I really know the music so intimately, you know, it's just, it gets deeper and deeper. You know, I asked Greg one time, I said, how did you write so many great songs so young? He goes, well, man, we only had a week. The pressure was on. I was like, those songs on that first two records, they have long legs, man.
Absolutely.
100 years from now. And just profound the way he writes. And it was just the pressure was on him. He just spit it out.
Well, you know, that sounds like that famous Duke Ellington interview. Someone asked Duke Ellington, said, Mr. Ellington, what's the inspiration behind all of this great music you've written? And Duke just paused and said, deadlines.
Amen.
Why don't we listen to the Allman Brothers Band? Let's listen to a little bit of music right now. We are talking with Grammy-winning bassist Oteil Burbridge, a member of the Allman Brothers Band, the Tedeschi Trucks Band, founding member of the Aquarium Rescue Unit, and one of the greatest bass players on the planet. Now, don't forget the Allman Brothers Band are playing 7 more dates of their March residency at the Beacon Theater, including tonight. Visit the Soundcheck page at wnyc.org/soundcheck for details. Now, Oteil, you're a founding member of the Aquarium Rescue Unit. Tell us more about that. Colonel Bruce Hampton, he's not an actual colonel, right?
No, they just started calling him the colonel when he was like 3 because his family's just like all military and some of the youngest officers in history, I understand. But he took such a hard left from his family background because he was really like the Ornette Coleman or Sun Ra or Cecil Taylor of military white Southerners.
Wow, that's yeah, something.
Dude, it's so left, you know what I mean? And he really changed my life because there was a point in my career where I wasn't making any money, and the gigs I was doing, I was not having any fun at. And the drummer, Jeff Sipes, said, man, you should go see this cat, the Colonel. Everybody, when they get to the point where they hate music, they go see him. And I went to see him. And, like, the first weird thing that happened to me, we went out to his car to get one of his CDs, and in the middle of a sentence, he points at me, and he goes, August 24th at 2 in the morning. Now, he didn't even know my last name. And I know, because my mom was into astrology, that I was born at 1:57 in the morning.
Wow.
He nailed my birthday within 3 minutes and only knew me for probably 45 minutes.
Wow.
And so I was like, how did you do that, man? He goes, your nose was screaming it. I was like, what does
your
that
nose?
Mean? My nose.
Okay.
So he said, that type of thing on your nose is cancer rising, which is 2 in the morning, and August 24th, it's because your chin and your shoulders. I was just like,
oh, goodness.
Okay, this guy, it got my attention. Then he started really, by listening to music with him and hanging out with him and seeing his reaction to certain things and Howlin' Wolf and you know, bluegrass, you know, Bill Monroe and Earl Scruggs and stuff, it taught me to listen to music differently because I noticed the things that really killed him wasn't the things that I was looking for in music. And then all of a sudden it clicked and I understood folk music like Delta blues and bluegrass and I understood out music too because I realized that a lot of these out cats are not playing out, they are out. It's like a bird makes that sound, and I can hear when guys are faking that stuff.
Right. Let me ask you something about something else you're known for other than great bass playing. That's your scat singing. How did you start that?
That was the Colonel, man. Again, he used to have all these little exercises where he would try to get us out of just like a music school or trained way of thinking. So he would say, I want you to play like the first time you picked up a bass. And I couldn't do it, so I turned the bass the other way, and then I had it. And he was like, that's it. And I want you to be able to get, because he just wanted honesty, you know. So one night he just said, we had this little skit that he would do where he would call off somebody, and you would have to immediately jump. So
get
he said, Elvin Jones, the drummer, would just have to jump on it. And he called George Benson, and the guitar player didn't sing, and he hesitated. And it's got to be rapid fire. So I just jumped up and started doing it.
Well, why don't we listen to a little bit of that?
Oh, okay.
I needed some help, but I was too tired to run.
A big thank you to our guest, Oteil Burbridge. Thank you so much for coming on the show. You're a wonderful, wonderful musician. Our next program, I'm back in the host chair for a special hour-long show all about James Brown, the Godfather of Soul. We'll talk with the author of a new biography about the Godfather, and I'll lead a tribute band, which we're calling the Junior JBs, featuring guitarist Eric Krasno and Rodney Jones, vocalist Nigel Hall, and other special guests. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohen with Brett Jaspers. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. I'm Christian McBride, in for John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.